They're forged aluminum wheel. They're very, very good quality. So hopefully I've got the era correct and the wheel correct, but they will accept a 225, 75, 15, or even a 235. I'm not sure they're 5.5 inches wide, but you can also, because a lot of times they're 6 or 6.5 inches wide, but you can check on the tire rack website, and there's probably many other websites that can do it as well, to find out what is the recommended rim width for those specific sizes of tires.
Well, he's worried about losing ride height by going radio. Is that a worry?
Well, yes, he is slightly, because the 715s are really pretty tall. But the 235s are going to come a lot closer to a 715 than a 225 is.
What's the main benefit? Well, I mean, why worry about even messing with it? Why can't you just stay with the bias?
Well, what's wrong with driving a Model T? There's nothing really wrong. You still get from A to B.
Right.
It's just not my choice. I've had bias plies. I know some people swear by them. I just believe that, you're a computer technology guy, and you know when you get the latest computer, you need that for X reasons. Well, why put obsolete tires on something when you have something that's far better available?
Okay.
The other thing about the bias plies too, you got to remember when they sit for a long time, they get quote unquote square, and it takes them a while to warm up and get round again.
There's too many advantages to the radial tire not to go with it.
Well, everything used to have bias ply tires on it. Now nothing does. Virtually nothing.
Right.
Even big, huge tractor trailers, that's all radial stuff as well.
That's also why we go with our torsion axles
Yeah.
instead of
The dinosaur leaf springs.
Instead of the leaf springs, yeah.
And by the way, all those trailers they talk about in that article, they all have leaf springs.
Maybe that's why they're falling apart.
Well, maybe, I don't know, but
yeah, I
you
mean.
know, yeah, they certainly work, but torsion is certainly better.
That's right. Okay, I got some questions here that was sent in from Dano, and these are it's an audio question, so let's give Dano's question a try, and then we'll go back because Brian had some more follow-up questions. So, but let's jump ahead and do Dano's voicemail.
Hi, Tim and Colin. It's Dano with the 1968 Silver Streak. I appreciate your help so far on it and love the show. My first question is about tongue jacks. I'd love to go from the original manual tongue jack to a nice electrical powered one. I'm curious if you guys have a brand preference, and then how oversized as far as the weight rating do you like them to be? And then do you have any thoughts on the installation? Any tricks to make sure it's working right the first time?
All right, we'll pause it during. I actually put a electric jack on mine, and it actually failed, so I put the manual on back. So I don't even know if it's worth going with the electric one, actually. I mean,
Well.
It worked for a number of years, and it is nice and convenient. But
yeah,
maybe someday I'll get another one. But I'm back to my manual one now. But
okay.
What do you do out there?
Well, my trailer came with a, believe it or not, a Reese electric tongue jack.
Ah.
And I think I've seen one other in 15 years, and it has never failed me. I don't believe it was original with the trailer. I think it was probably put on sometime in the 60s, but I don't know. It's 50 years old. Works great. Always has. I really can't complain. I know the factory jack, and I can't remember the brand of it. But in all these things, the dollar figure, the old adage, the dollar figure does measure up with getting better stuff. And load ratings, I can't remember, but it's all based on your tongue weight anyway. But They do have the standard 3-bolt flange, which is any of them are going to fit.